Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host. Yeah. So let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Monstrous Radio. Yeah, welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio Live. I'm just DJ E Monster. You did, you know how we do it. We got the Monstars tuning in here just a bit. We got a big epic interview for you guys tonight. Ricky Freeway Ross, he'll be here talking about his book tour and what he's got going on. That's all I can say is wow. So, hey, let's go ahead and get into it. You know what it is, Takeover Tuesday. You want to call in, take over the show. Get it. We can call it your radio show, but you better be monstrous. So, all right, we're going to go ahead and hit y'all with some hometown talent. First off, this right here is OG Grip. He's doing some big things. It's called Turn Up Monstrous Radio Live Takeover Tuesday. Starts right about, wait for it. Wait for it. Now.
Yeah, so I was exiting 94, man. I was making the left on Hennepin right over there, or the Hennepin Lindo joint. The nigga had a sign said it's the end of the world.
I just hope it ain't tonight, though. Shit, I just bumped the white hoe. Knowing me, the bitch psycho. Alpha, disco, beta, bipolar. Blur, ass on her. Fatter than a donkey, throw cash on her. Give a monkey my banana, then dash on her. Like film, film, flash cartoon blur. Leave a couple on the nightstand. So she forgive that I'm trifling. Plus I'm plotting on a best friend. Shit, I'm using her to get in, dog. This what they call him, but he misconstrued. So it's never his regret when you misconstrue. Off that California green and Minnesota brew. Got your California queen getting Minnesota rule. I mean Minnesota nice, getting piped all night. I like him off white. Complexion, spectators guessing. Jet black hair, got her looking black and Asian. She blazing, standing ovation. And no, we never talk, just exchange fuck faces. No need to hate, just embrace it. She keep a nigga high in the sky.
Spacious. Say a party ain't a party till I walk in it. Walk in it, walk in it. With a pocket full of money, plus I'm talking it. Talking it, talking it. Everything true and so authentic. Authentic, authentic. I'ma beat the pussy up, then put my balls in it. Balls in it. Everybody turn up. I walk up in the party turned up. Head in the air like I'm a jerk. What? I don't know about her name, but I know about her butt. If the roof on fire, let that bitch burn up. I'm chilling in the cut, eyes low. Low. Homie, stop counting my dough. Don't tell me I'm fresh, I know. I'm Kobe at his best, talking two times four. Four. We came super deep, we'll drown you. Homie, we'll leave you where we found you. Try to holler at my chick, she'll clown you. Came from the dirt with them dirty rotten scoundrels. I'm only doing a Dougie and a pussy. Been getting money, 10 racks, you a rookie. Rookie. Now you know I'm working on the million. Party ain't a party till my niggas in the building.
Say a party ain't a party till I walk in it. Walk in it, walk in it. With a pocket full of money, plus I'm talking it. Talking it, talking it. Everything true and so authentic. 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 I'ma beat the pussy up, then put my balls in it. Balls in it. Everybody turn up.
Talking it, talking it, talking it. Authentic, authentic, authentic.
Balls in it, balls in it. Everybody turn up.
Boys, time to turn up.
Clap, 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 let's go. It's the emergence of the sea serpent, feasting on sea urchins. Four finger ring, finger in three virgins. That's a three ring circus. Pimp strut like my knees hurting. Dominique Wilkins.
Pussy purring on Persian rugs. Girls with big jugs searching for love with surgical gloves. I wanna say I believe you. Lingerie see through. Mommy, let me play in that jean pool. It's not like I need to, I just want to. It's not like I need you, I just want you. It's just something about you. What's it all amount to? Come on, let me give you a tutorial on how to. House rules, polo robes and house shoes. Fetch that remote control, now show me what that mom do. Titties bouncing, she on my city council. Voted for mayor twice in the Minneapolis. Hood like Banshee, I'm so street with it. Caught her on the rebound and went balls deep in it. Woke up on the wrong side, fell asleep in it. Must have had to spend the time, that pussy was 3 minutes.
Take over Tuesday. Yeah, you know how we do it. Monstrous Radio Live. E-Monster and the Monstars. Get in. So, all right, let's go ahead and check in with our Monstars right quick. I have press one. What's good, Jazzy B, ATL in the building? What's good, Mama? Hello. Jazzy, do you got yourself on mute? Hello? Hello? Is it me you're looking for? Look, that ain't gonna get nobody to open up the line. But all right, that's what it do. So I let me see. Don't forget we got some who's bumping who and who's getting fat coming up here in just a little bit. We're getting ready for this freeway interview. You know what I mean? Don't forget you can connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Google Plus, and Tumblr. Everything's gonna be Monster US Radio. Don't forget about our 24-hour stream over at monsterusradio.com. So I looks like we got Miss Unbelievable in the house. She's chilling right now. She hasn't pressed one yet, but I'm pretty sure she's going to get into it here in just a little bit. So, all right, looks like we do have
a... Hello? Hello, hello? I'm here. Yeah.
Oh, you know what?
Oh.
Jazzy's probably like,
what
the hell going on? I got y'all's names mixed up in the board. My bad.
Hey,
there, Jazzy.
Listen, hold on. I had did my little introduction and everything. Whoa, hold on. I was like, hold on, my nigga. I am not on mute. What are you talking about?
It's all confused.
My bad. So what's good, lady?
What's happening?
You know, just getting ready for this nice interview that we got coming up. This is going to be epic right here. I mean, out of all the interviews, this is probably one of the bigger ones. You know, we did some great interviews in the past with, like, the real Frank Lucas. Some people are like, who's Frank Lucas? Y'all remember the movie American Gangster, where Denzel played the guy in the movie? Yeah, him. He called in. We did an interview with him. We did an interview with who? Scorpio, who's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame from Scorpio, or Jam Master J, Furious 5. We had The Game, Pinky the Porn Star, Yuck Mouth from Loonies. There's so many more I can go on to talk about. But this year, this is one of our biggest ones. And I'm really kind of, I have to admit, I got the jitterbug just a little bit. You know, I don't know how it's going to go down, but it's going to go down today with Ricky Freeway Ross. I hope y'all two ready. Y'all ready? I hope y'all ready.
Stay ready.
Okay.
Hey, talk about the Aries up in here. Hi, Jesse.
Oh, Lord. Here we go. Oh,
hi.
Here we go. Monster is soggy.
Hey, baby. How y'all doing? How you
doing?
Yeah, it is
what it is.
Don't hate.
It is what
Stop it.
Is.
Stop it. The hate is ugly on you. Ooh.
It is. You can feel the shade. You can feel the shade.
Oh.
Y'all can feel
the shade.
Put your
sunglasses on. Oh, put them on.
It burns deep. It burns deep.
You must got some burn over there.
It's something. It's something because when I say what's up, it's like, hey, E-Monster, how you doing? What's up, bro? Bloop, bloop, bloop. Y'all get to each other. Hey, what's going on? Y'all have a soggy moment. It is what it is. I'm in my emotions monstrously. But it is what it is. It is what it is. Let's go ahead and get off of me and talk about y'all a little bit. Go ahead and give people a Monstrous Radio weather whaler report, tell the people where y'all at and what's the weather like. We'll go ahead and start out with you, Jazzy B. Tell the people where you're at and what's the weather like. Hello.
Man, I'm in ATL and it's raining out in my world.
Oops. Swear. Okay. Okay. Not a sexy rain, a scary rain.
It's raining. Tall, it's pouring.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. What about you, Miss Unbelievable? What's where you at?
That's
what's happening on your side of the world?
I'm in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's looking a nice, balmy 74. Nice wind. It's fabulous weather we've been having for the first day of summer. It is great. Rain forecasting coming in, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. So, all right, check it out. Let's see. Let's see. Oh, yeah, we don't got enough time for another track. I do got a request. Somebody requested this Center Sexercise. I kind of want to get into it, but I guess let's go ahead and try to do our Who's Bumping Who. No, we're going to play the track. Then when we come back, we'll get into our entertainment news if we're not already jumping into this interview. So, all right, stick with us, y'all. Take Over Tuesday. And after the interview, you're more than welcome to call in. Take over the show, 424-243-9649. Let us know what you got going on, Norbit. And, you know what I mean? It'll be your show. So, check it out by request. Center, Sexercise, Monsters Radio Live. Let's get it. Take Over Tuesday. Eat Monster and the Monstars. And we live, y'all.
Look at you all.
Girl, I just fantasize, getting on it.
In the hotel, meet me by the lobby. Girl, I'll be playing with your body like a hobby. Hold up, I'm watching her every move.
Yeah.
And now I got something to prove.
Yeah.
My hand on your back, I'm pulling you back. I'm making your body go ooh. And I'm just getting started. Trying to kill a girl dearly departed. He awoke now, look what you started. Girl, I'm in love with your body wholehearted. Get down, she got me on my knees. Lord, help me please. Give me the strength to give her body exactly what it needs.
Okay.
And I'm aiming to please. My name is Sinner, I'm past the center when I enter. No beginner, baby. I'm doing pull-ups, pull-ups. That's her against the wall, against the floor. She asked for more. I bet you never had it like this before.
Girl,
go.
Endurance
training,
uh-huh.
I bet you won't regret it. Let me give you this protein, you can lean on it, baby, that's codeine. I said a couple of reps, she awed out the breath. I told her sit down, she catching the breath. I'm catching my breath, wiping the sweat.
Stop.
In the mission, been training for this moment like I'm in the Olympics. Let me give you this pimp shit, I can stand up in it like a pulpit. Or I can lie up in it like a pulpit. 9 to 5, I can work in it like one quick. Yeah, her body moving to the beat.
Yes.
We missionary cause I love to look her in the eyes. And I'm gripping the thighs. I'll spot you, baby.
Yes.
Now hit the showers and be back in about an hour,
girl,
baby.
I just fantasize, getting all day. And I'm a sex exercise. Your body, body, bang. Make it compromise by what you want. Girl, if you let me find what really turns you on. Girl, I'm a memorize. Everything on your body, bang.
Yeah, Monsters Radio Live. Takeover Tuesday with DJ E Monster and the Monstars. We got Jazzy B in the house, and we got Miss Unbelievable. Let me go. Stop. We get ready, you know, for the interview for Ricky Freeway Ross to call in, you know, and get this interview on. Please press one, people, if you call in to talk. Remember, you have to press one so we can see you on the board. So let's get into the entertainment news on who's bumping who and who's getting fat. So I think the biggest thing that I know of that's in the entertainment news today is the MC, what's his name, Prodigy from Mobb Deep.
Yes.
Apparently he passed. Yeah. You know what I mean? You guys heard any word on that? Was it due to his sickness?
Listen, I'm about to read it to you. He was in the hospital. And he choked on an egg. He died from choking on an egg while in the hospital for his sickle cell.
Oh. Okay.
That's what the article
said. I don't know what to say. Like a hard-boiled egg? Like egg?
It doesn't say if it was scrambled or...
Right.
It was just an egg. Wow. It's an egg.
It's not... It just says the egg.
Right. Okay.
All right.
You know, all right, may he rest in peace. You know what I mean? Let's just have a quick moment of silence. There we go. Out of due respect. So, all right, man, I always had some of that music to play. You dig? But you guys want to speak on that, or you guys got something else to, you know, some more entertainment news?
I got some more entertainment news.
Okay.
Future is suing designer for millions.
Wait.
Because
what?
Future is suing designer for millions, claiming Panda was a copy remake of Fuck Up Some Commas.
Boo. Okay.
Boo. As soon as I seen this, that's exactly what I said. Boop. I said, that's exactly what he's going to say when I read this article.
Right. Woof. All I'm going to say is he's going to have a lot of people witnesses in court talking about, I kind of thought that was Future at first because I ain't going to lie. Smack me on the wrist as a DJ. You know, sometimes when, you know, you get submitted music, sometimes the names aren't always in there. It's just, you know, like when I got the track, it was just Panda, right? It didn't have an artist name. It was just Panda. So when I listened to it, naturally, you know what I'm thinking. I'm thinking this is Future. So I first dropped it. Here's Future's new track, Panda, boo, boo, boo. And by the end of it, I realized, wait a minute, that's not Future. This is my designer. You dig?
Oh, wow.
So, hey, you guys. Yeah, you guys go ahead and take it. I got a line clicking in. You guys go take over for a hot minute. If you guys want more entertainment news, this could be Ricky's people. So let me check the lines quick. So you guys go ahead and take over right fast.
I also got Keisha Cole joins the cast of Love and Hip Hop Hollywood.
Yep. And then Miley Cyrus gets her brother axed by Dolce & Gabbana by tweeting how she doesn't agree with their product.
Wow.
So now her brother's out of a job because your mouth.
Right.
I'd be doggone if my sister did that to me. Oh, we'll be fighting.
Well, yeah, we're gonna. He just calls me a chick.
Yeah, and she'll be writing me that rest of the check of my contract.
Right.
I'm back. Oh, Kenya Moore got married.
I'm back. Who got married?
Kenya Moore from The Real Housewives of Atlanta. She got married, and then got a restraining order for her boyfriend. Who would marry her? That was interesting. I know, right?
Wait. You said. Somebody from The Real Housewives got married. Who now?
Kenya Moore. Crazy lady.
Disclaimer. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. She got married.
Yeah.
And they had to put a restraining order on her boyfriend?
Yeah.
Okay. Issues. I mean, what happened? He's supposed to show up at the event or something?
Well, I guess when they was filming last year, he busted down her door and was doing all kind of stuff, threatening her life and her family's life. So for her to protect her husband and herself, they got a restraining order against him. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Ouch. Okay. Drama.
Okay.
So, all right, let's see. Hope this interview will come soon.
You want me to share this other story? Because this was really shocking to me. I was really shocked by this story.
All right. Well, hold on right quick. Hold on. We got somebody calling push one. Let's see if it's our interview. If it's not, then we'll get into that. Well, hold on. Let's check right quick.
All right.
Let's see. 310-497. Who we got on the line? Hello.
Rick Ross.
Hey. What's good, bro?
Hey. Man, nobody in Ohio, they got lines of people to buy this book. Man, I'm sorry I'm late, but I just couldn't turn the people down.
That's what's up, though.
How can you turn somebody down? They done sit in line for 30 minutes to give you $20 for your book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hey, you got to get it, bro.
Keep y'all on hold. I apologize, but that's what I was going through.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, you know, we just honor that you do take the time out, you know what I mean, to come and talk with us. So, you know what I mean? Monster salute to you for that. So, yeah, we just happy you're here, bro. We just happy you're here.
I'm here. Okay. I'm in the house. I'm all yours.
Okay. So, all right. So, I let my co-host right quick, my two-legged co-host, I let them say hello to you right quick. We got Jazzy B. She'll say what's up first.
Hey, how you doing?
Jazzy.
Hey.
What's up?
All right, and we also got Miss Unbelievable.
How are you? How are you? All good. It's all good.
Man, I'm smiling from ear to ear.
Oh, that's what's up. You supposed to.
Okay.
You feeling unbelievable right now?
I feel it.
That's what's up. That's what we got to feel.
All right. So all right, go ahead and tell the people, first off the bat, you know, because I'm going to ask you a couple of times. So I want people to wake up tomorrow and just know it off the top of their head. Tell the people how they can connect with you to get your book and other things like that.
Well, they can get the book. They can go to freewayrickross.com and order the book. They can also order on Amazon, but please go to Freeway Rick Ross and order the book. Otherwise, that book don't count in my calculations. So if you would, go to Freeway Rick Ross and order the book. And if you're in Cincinnati right now, you can come and get the book for me because I'm going to be running around Cincinnati until Friday. I'm going to be all over Cincinnati. Then when I leave there, I'm going to Detroit. It's a lovely thing.
Right. Okay.
I should send my best friend to get a book. She is in Cincinnati.
Send your best friend. Tell her to come holler at your boy. Tell her he's here. He got the ghetto Bible in his hand, and she can get it and get an autograph and get a picture.
But she is getting it for me. It's not for her.
Well, she might well buy two then. It was people today buying two.
Right.
I need a definitely.
So, all Gotcha. All right, bro. So so tell us now about the book tour. We're gonna get into, you know, a little bit, you know, it, you know, how it all began and everything. But go ahead and tell the people about the book tour, you know, some of the cities you're gonna be at, you know, what's it all about?
Well, right now, I'm in Ohio. I've been in Ohio for about 9 days now. We started in Youngstown. We did Youngstown, we did Cleveland, we did Sandusky, we did Dayton, we did Columbus yesterday, and everywhere I've been going, man, it has been overwhelming. I mean, these Ohioans, they love them some Freeway Rick, as somebody said. They say, hey, you know what they say, real recognize real.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. We'll recognize everything, actually.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we're going to Detroit Saturday. I'll be in Detroit from Saturday to the 2nd. I got like 15 places lined up in Detroit. When I leave Detroit, I'll be going back to Cali to give me a couple days rest. Then I think we're going to be going to Houston, Texas. I think we're going to be at the Dub Show. Then from there, we go to North Carolina. From North Carolina, we go to Kansas City. We got a couple days that there's this, you know, kind of scattered out in between because some dates was already booked before I decided to go back out on the road for the book tour. So it's a little scattered, but we're gonna line it up. If anybody want me to come to their city, they could hit me up on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at Freeway Ricky. If they're doing a birthday party, a picnic, or anything, they want me to come and hang out, you know, and just chill. Just hit me up on my social media, and you know, we'll line it up. If I'm in your area, I'm gonna stop by and wish you a happy birthday. Happy anniversary, whatever the event might be.
Now that's what's up. Can you imagine that, people?
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
We taking this thing back to the streets.
That's what's up.
We taking it back to the streets.
That's what the people need.
Yes. We taking it back to the streets, man. We going all the way back to the streets.
Okay. So I mean, what all can people expect at the, you know, I mean, if they come out to the book signing, I mean, obviously they can get, like, you know, an actual autograph. It's one thing when you buy it, but it's another thing when you actually touch the book with them.
The main thing that they should be looking into this book, and I'm hoping that people just don't buy the book, you know, just to be supporting me, because I believe that this book is loaded with techniques, strategies. I started with $125, and I'm not glorifying the drug business at all. I'm not. But I started with $125. I got up to making $1 million every day for like 2 years straight, and I had days that I made as much as $3 million. So when I was in prison, I did an analyzation of myself, and I put everything that I could remember, all the strategies that I felt enabled me to do that, into this book, and now it's available to everybody. They can pretty much get into my mind, my psychology.
Wow. Okay. All right. So, you know, what are some things that you touch in the book? You know, I ain't trying to bring bad vibes or nothing, but I mean, do you go through the thing about, you know, the whole thing with you and the rapper? You know what I mean? And the whole name battle?
No. You know, the rapper is not that important in my life. I know some people. Mm-hmm. They think that our situation is an important event in my life, but it's really not. I had much, much bigger events in my life than he did. One time I had a life sentence without the possibility of parole. they had told me that I was never getting out of prison. So that was a much, much bigger event than the rapper taking my name, to figure out how to get that life sentence off of me. Was a much, much, much bigger event than William Roberts taking my name and becoming famous off of it as well.
Right. I'll say this, and then I'll go ahead and let some of the monsters ask you a question. Because, yeah, bro, that was, like, one of the most things that intrigued me about you when I heard about your story was, you know what I mean, how you beat that case. Or, you know, let's keep it real. On the streets, we say you beat the system. Yeah, I mean, you got your life back.
No doubt.
A lot of people don't. A lot of people can't do that.
And on top of that, what is still not even known is that I was illiterate when I went to prison. So I had to teach myself how to read, and then I had to teach myself how to do law, and I eventually won my own case.
Wow.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's inspiring in itself. So I'll go ahead and let one of the monsters ask you a question. Jazzy B, you got a question?
I just want to know, you know, with your journey and everything that you have been through, because you have quite a story, you know, how important is God in your life?
Well, I believe in a higher power. When you say God, I don't know if that's the correct word for it, you know, because I go to Muslim services, I go to Christian services, I go to Buddha services. I'm searching for information. I'm searching for facts. And I don't know if there's a name that you would call it.
Okay. All right. Pretty interesting. So with everything you have going on right now, 5 years, what would you like to see yourself in 5 years?
One of the main things that I would love to do is to be a teacher, a philanthropist, you know, somebody who helps lift the people up and make people's lives better than what it is right now.
Right. Okay.
I'm constantly looking for ways to not only improve my life and my family life, but also my community as a whole.
Right.
So I hope to one day be one of the greatest motivational speakers in the country. And I hope it don't take 5 years.
At the rate you're going, it probably will not.
Yeah. So I'm gonna squeeze No, go ahead, bro.
What'd you say?
Sorry. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I'm having a ball. You know, I was at a entrepreneur event here in Cincinnati, Ohio, at a club, and I just had a wonderful time. We took about 100 pictures. I sold about 70 books, 80 books. They let me speak for like 15 minutes, which I wasn't expecting to speak, and the people love what they heard from me. And, you know, I just can't wait till the platform becomes as big as I know that it's going to become. I know that I can do the same thing in legitimate business as I did in the drug business.
Right.
That's what's up. Now, I'm going to ask you, how does that feel from going like now, you know what I mean, selling books, so before selling breaks? I mean, is it the same type of joy, you know what I mean, putting out, you know what I mean, your information, and then now actually seeing people buy, like you said, 80 books, things like that?
Man, I'm ecstatic every time somebody walk up and hand me $20 from one of my books. Something that came out of my mind, something that if you would have asked me when I was 27, 26 years old, somebody would have told me that I would have a book out, I would have laughed at them. I would have thought they was crazy. So to now, to actually have that book out, and then on top of that, to have people to buy it, is like, wow, what a turnaround. You know, what a 360, or maybe even a 400, I don't know. It's just like unbelievable and exciting. And I don't know, I can't really explain it to you. You know, and just a wonderful feeling.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
What was your inspiration for the book?
Well, my inspiration really came from Tookie Williams. When I was in prison, they was getting ready to execute Tookie, and I read about him winning a Nobel Peace Prize. Not winning it, but coming close to winning it. And he had wrote a book about gangbanging, and it was a book to educate kids about gangbanging. And then I said, wow, maybe I should write a book about drugs. And that's kind of where my inspiration came from.
If you had to tell your younger self one thing, what would you have told yourself coming from the book and now?
Well, one of the things that I would tell him is that he's not inferior to nobody, that nobody is superior to him, that he is the cream of the crop. And that there's nothing in the world better or more important than he is.
That's the fuck.
That is some great advice.
Yeah, I think right. So. Because I think that our young people need to know that this system has beaten us down to the point to where we believe that we're not important. And, we don't count. And I think that we need people to let them know that, yes, they do count, and they can make a difference.
Everybody needs to know that they matter. Yes.
Yep.
So, all right, bro, here's a question I got about you for the future. I mean, can we expect, like, maybe in the future, like, you know, a movie, a reality show, things like that?
I'm working on a show right now about the 80s. We're doing a show right now about the 70s, the 80s, 90s, and 2000 crime. I'm going to be the host of at least the 80s already. We already know that. We already signed a contract for me to be the host of the 80s. I may be the host of the whole show. I'm also working on a movie and a TV series, but these damn people keep stealing my story. You know, they did Kill the Messenger, a ripoff of my story for Gary Webb, which I did support because I had mad love for Gary Webb. He was a courageous guy. But now, you know, Tom Cruise is doing one. And John Singleton has a TV show coming out called Snowflakes. That's also a ripoff. He's doing it about a young black drug dealer out of L.A. that's tied to the CIA, but his name is not Rick Ross. I think his name is Frost or something like that.
No.
So, you know, it's going to come around where eventually we get to tell the real story so the people will have the truth.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. It's a lot bigger than this book. Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. I'm still going to come out
with
a
book.
One, but
the book
hey,
is
going to...
The book is going to break down to everybody how I'm able to do the things that I'm doing right now. Because we all have the same things in us. The same thing I have in me, each and every one of you have it in you. But it's up to you to pull it out and to exercise those things. You know, I told y'all I went to prison. I was illiterate. But before I left prison, I read over 300 books.
Wow. Mm.
Right.
So
right.
I
that's a magnum story.
Yes, it is.
No doubt. No doubt. You know, I've spoken at Brown University, Stanford, UCLA, USC, Louisville, Kentucky, St. John University, all without a high school diploma or a GED. See, those principles that I use overcome education, finances, it don't matter about none of that stuff. You can overcome all that.
Right, right. Okay, okay. So, bro, here's a toughie. You know, I mean, what inspired you? And, I mean, was it in prison once you got out? I mean, what was inspired you to kind of give some keys of knowledge to people, you know what I mean, how to make themselves successful in today's age versus just coming out, just making a gangster book or a gangster
movie?
Well,
you know, I've always wanted to empower my people. And that's what I did when I sold drugs. I didn't sell drugs to just empower myself. I empowered the people around me, and that's what allowed me to become so big and so rich, is because the people around me became big and became rich. So all I had to do was transfer that information over to doing something legal. So once I studied and got all the information from those 300 books that I'd accumulated, and also from the information that I learned from selling drugs, the next thing to do was to start teaching to my brother what I had learned myself.
Right.
I guess we can do about two more, and then I got to get back to this book signing. Cause I still got
okay,
bro.
Okay.
In
okay. Okay. Okay.
I hope you understand. We'll do it again one day when I ain't at a book signing, but it's crazy down here in Cincinnati, man. They got me smiling. I got
right. Well, hey, I'm telling you right now, well, we're trying to get you in both of our cities. Miss Daisy be trying to get you something in ATL, and I'm trying to get you something here in the Twin Cities. So that's for sure. But hold on, let me see if the ladies got a question while we still got you. Any more questions, ladies? While we still got them?
How is your family? And just how was your family affected by you going to prison, and how are they affected while you're, I mean, how has it been since you're out?
Well, when I got home, most of my family was either homeless or almost homeless. Now we're stable. We're not thriving yet, but we are stable. We don't have nobody sleeping in cars and nobody sleeping on the street. So I'm excited about that. Some is learning and some is rebelling against change and information. You know, everybody is not with change. Some people are happy with the information that they believe is the right information. And sometimes you have to wrestle with people to get them to accept change.
Okay, there it is. There it is. Sorry, Dan, you got one more?
I didn't have a question. I just wanted to, you know, salute him for the amazing story that he has. People need to hear his story. A lot
I appreciate
of people
it. I appreciate it.
You don't want to inspire a lot of people. I salute you, for real.
Thank you. Thank you. And once again, y'all can go get the book at freewayrick.com. Also, my T-shirts on there. And I'm looking for some T-shirt designers, two clothes designers. Any clothes designers out there, hit me up. I'm looking for some clothing designers. I'm gonna pop my clothing line off as well.
Oop! You should have said that, baby. You should have said that. I got you, bro. Yeah, we definitely got to get you again. Talk some more. Like I said, we need to connect on some other stuff off the line. So yeah, definitely.
Let's do this interview. I ain't at a book signing, which I don't know where that's going to be, because I'm finna get out on the road, man. I'm finna go buy that spinner van, and I'm finna pull that thing up everywhere. Y'all going to see me rolling down the street.
Everything he's doing is about to be unbelievable. So
yeah.
Enjoy every minute of it.
All right, thank y'all. I love y'all. I love this interview. Peace.
Okay, blessings, bro. Blessings. That's what's up. So, hey, y'all heard it. He gonna be back. So that's what it do. So, all right, let me get into, let's see. I want to get into a track, but I'm kind of excited. But looks like we got a lot of people over here, not very many push one yet. But it is what it is. So, all right, I mean, ladies, I mean, how y'all feel about it? Y'all excited to catch this book? I know I am.
I'm excited to get the book, and I want to see the movie. I can't wait to see that in action.
Yeah.
Right.
The real story, yeah. You know, his story, like, out of his eyes, and everything will be factual, man, that'd be so hot.
Yeah. He should direct
it
himself.
Right.
That documentary would be just nice.
Right, yeah. That'll be hot. So yeah, people, don't forget, if you miss any of it, you can always go back, check the archives 24/7, 365. They're always available. Go to monsterusradio.com. Go to the show links. You can find everything over there. Pretty soon, the links up for all of the Monstars will be up over there. So yeah, make sure y'all check it out. Like, comment, and share on the links. So let's see. I'm still in static over here. That was a nice interview, I just had to say. Oh, yeah, I do have to say, big shout-out to Hayes FM, you dig, for help making this happen, and Kevo, the plug, for my music plug. Big shout-out to both of them for making this happen, and also Super Floyd, yeah. So, right. Yeah, big shout-out to the team. So, yeah, we still got some more time left. Jazzy, I think you did say you had some more entertainment news. We do got somebody from the 612. We're going to check in with you in just a moment. I see you trying to take over. But what entertainment news did you have there, Jazzy? You think you had one more piece, right?
Yes. This was interesting to me. It says President Trump.
Well, damn. That's how you feel?
President Trump urges Cuba to hand over Asha Shakur, it's the auntie, Tupac's auntie.
Yeah.
If they want to keep U.S. relations good.
Oh my!
And they said no.
Now this is how This is how I feel about this. Why are you trying to have them release his auntie? Dang, the man dead. You feel me? Like, why are you still fucking with his goddamn family?
Because he wants some kudos.
She been wanted since the 70s. It is goddamn 2017. Leave this lady alone. Why the fuck do you want her so bad? What of importance does she teach you? That shit really blew me when I read that. Like, why the fuck is you still fucking with this nigga family? Like, goddamn. Don't you got some better shit to do, nigga? Ain't you supposed to be motherfucking president of the fucking United States?
Yeah.
Like, for real.
Yeah, when I seen the thing about it, and I seen the Shakur, that's all the point I said, was that are they related to Tupac? They got Tupac?
Yes.
Wow, it really was.
She been gone. They've been looking for her since the 70s. It is 2017. Why are you messing with this lady still? Why do you want her so bad?
Did you just catch her last week?
No, they know she's down there. She took asylum down there because they wanted her here for whatever she did here, and they told them no, that she ain't coming back.
Okay. Well, let's get.
She was part of the Black Panther movement and all that.
I'm all twisted up. See, I'm all messed up. See, I thought Cuba had her in prison, and Trump was saying, we'll keep the asylums cool with Cuba if you let her go. Like, to let her just let the person free.
No.
Oh, he's trying to get... Oh. I ain't gonna say nothing because you know I ain't trying to mess with him. I ain't. Let's check in with the caller before we get in trouble and we be shut off in like 30 seconds.
Hey, I appreciate it, man.
I hope they like me. 612-310. Who we got on the line? Hello.
Man, y'all already know it's the kid, Juice Chippin, man. What's poppin', man? Juice G, what's good, bro?
Radio station.
What's going on? What's going on? It's a blog. It's a Blog Talk Radio. Man, Joe, look. I'm hollering at you, man. What's good, man?
What's going on? Are you over there multitasking? Yeah, we got you, bro.
Yeah, I'm up here. You know what, Leslie? I'm getting some little seasons for the family. You know what I'm saying? I got to feed the chillin'. You know, so
right.
You know what I'm saying? I was trying to multitask. Now, nigga up here got carrying a whole big ass 313 things of pizzas and shit, man. I'm trying my best.
Hey, be monstrous with it. Do what you do. Take your time.
Oh, Smother, dude. I'm gonna shout my shit out. Y'all wanna go to E-Monster's page and check out my new video? Fuck up the song. It's out. It's already booming, and it's booming like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I say that to say this. I had no idea black people could get sunburned.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead, bro.
Dude, let me tell you something. I went over there,
the video,
and left with a motherfucking sunburn. I had like a super duper Lex Luger type tan going on. And dude, I didn't know I had a sunburn. I didn't know I had a sunburn until I jumped in the swimming pool and felt my damn shoulders feeling like a goddamn
in that cool like lobster tail. It is what it is. Yeah, bruh.
Dude.
I've seen the clip from the video. That's hot. Now the whole video's out now.
The whole video's out. I thought I put it on your page, but I'm gonna put it on your page again. I put the whole video out.
That's what's up. I can't wait to see
it. Well, it's gotta be a must-see. We gotta see it.
Man, look, you can go on my page, Juice G, on my page, or you can go I'm gonna tag E-Monster on this motherfucker. Matter of fact, I'm gonna put it on his page as soon as I get to the house. I'm gonna put it on his page. I'm just right around the corner, so don't worry. It ain't gonna be long. It ain't gonna be long, player.
That's what's up. But hey, that's funny how you say that about the sunburn. So people, when you're out and about, hey, it's something about the summer. So let's go ahead and talk about it, and then we're gonna ride this track on the way up out of here. That got me as well. I'm not gonna stunt at all. One time I went to Hawaii. Some white people was with us. It is what it is. You dig? I have diverse friends. So they're like putting on suntan lotion and all this other stuff. And they're like, here, bro, you want to use some? I'm like, nah. You know what I mean? Nah, bro, I'm Northside. We don't use that. Can't you see I'm a brother? We built for the sun. What is you talking about? You dig? They go, okay. Sorry. Yeah, exactly. Shit. Man, the next day, I woke up like, what's them bumps on my face? Get it? I tried to wipe the bump. Okay, it went away. It must have been a heat bump or something. Next thing you know, I'm peeling. What? What's going on? Ow!
I'm talking like super flakes. I'm up here looking like, dude, my whole shoulder looking like cornflakes and shit. So much goddamn flakes.
Oops. He said cornflakes. Look like a leper.
Yeah.
Get it? Yeah. So, don't think people, just because we black, especially if we light skin, it is what it is. Call it what you want to.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is what
and,
it is. So
and
y'all
I'm
be
telling
making fun
you,
of Wesley Snipes,
you guys,
so you don't need no lotion.
Seriously, don't do you guys don't do 40. You guys got to do 60 or 70 because of how the sun is so close. Otherwise, you'll still get sunburn. If you can even get 80 to 100, then that covers, that blocks you completely. But the 30s and the 40s just don't work no more. So, SPF.
Well, that's shit, I'm not planning on getting any more sunburn. Niggas gonna have him some sunblock.
Yeah. You're
right.
Supposed to wear it every day. Seriously. As summer is, you're supposed to wear it every day.
Well, I'm going to say it like this.
Because you
can't
burn.
Go ahead. We're going to wrap it up. I'm going to tell y'all, people, please go get the right stuff, the authorized thing for your sun protection. Because I know some of y'all's in the home therapy, whatever they say. The stuff you use in your cabinet, that's what I call it. Yeah, they y'all call it
aroma
or whatever. The stuff you find in your cabinet. Because when I was younger, I'm not going to lie, I tried some of that stuff that was in my cabinet. You know how people used to, like, put Vaseline on? They had no lotion or something. They put a little Vaseline, a little smear, a little bit, put it on. Well, myself, we didn't have no Vaseline. It is what it is. So I call myself going to the cabinet and tried a little bit of Crisco. Just a little bit of Crisco. No, bro.
Hey.
Don't use that.
No.
I'm walking around mid-July. Walking around mid-July smelling like a big-ass pack of bacon. I'm just saying, use the right thing. Don't use that aroma, whatever somebody's therapy, the shit out your cabinet. Don't do it. It's not safe. And you're going to get your kids bullied and beat up because they smell like a big-ass pack of bacon.
So, since you brought up Crystal, okay, my son has eczema, right? And all the medicines that they prescribed him not working. They told me to use Crisco on his skin, and it cleared up his eczema.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know about you. I don't know about you. Crisco? Man, look here. I'm already upset that I didn't put no sunblock on. But I'd be damned if I go up here walking around looking like a big-ass sausage.
Juice Gillibrand.
Oh, snap.
It is what it is, y'all. It is what it is. Jazzy, probably cook the acne off. It is, or the eczema off. I'm just saying, disclaimer. So, all right, we're going to do our shout out. We are at the end. Yeah, we got like 42 seconds. So, all right, we'll start with, I guess, go ahead, Juice Jilla. Go ahead, tell people where they can find your video. Make sure you tag me in it so I can tag the Monstars. And, yeah, go ahead and do some shout outs if you got them.
You can hear me? Can y'all hear me?
We got you. Like Verizon.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Well, first off, let me say what I say. I say this every time I'm on the radio station. We got to give props to the almighty man himself for allowing us to do what we do on a daily basis, whether it is doing righteous or sinning, whatever the case may be. He allows us to do it, though. You can go get my music off of Facebook. It's called, just type up Juice G, that's J-U-I-C-E, space G, and I should pull up. Or you can go on Monsters Radio, look me up on there. My video, I just dropped this video Saturday, and it's going bananas. It's called Fuck Up the Summer. I'm pretty sure y'all heard the song all over Monsters Radio. So you know what I'm saying? Check it out. Do what you do. You can get at me on Instagram, Juice Jilla. That's J-U-I-C-E-G-I-L-L-A. Some people say Juice Gilla, but, you know what I'm saying, the G stand is a J, so shut your mouth. So, you know, all this extra shit, shut your mouth. I said the way I said it, okay? or you get at me on Twitter, get him Juice G04, you know what I'm saying? I'm all over the place, man. Just type me up on Google me, man. Google the kid. That's what you got to do, okay? Google the kid. You feel me?
There you go. And all right, as a matter of fact, the first person, if you hashtag me or tag me in the comments in his video, you'll win a free Monstrous Radio t-shirt. I'm just saying, let's do it like that right there. Employees included, anybody, the first person to hit DJ E-Monster to tag me, hashtag me, whatever, in his video comment on YouTube, not on Facebook, on YouTube, you win a free t-shirt. It is, why the line's dropping? But see, that's that bullshit. They're running over there right now, you little freeloading asses. So, all right, any last words, Juice, before we keep it moving?
Oh, no, man, just keep it Monstrous, man. That's all it is, man, keep it Monstrous, man. Stay tuned to Monstrous Radio Monday through Friday. And you know what I'm saying? Trust me, you're not going to miss anything if you stay tuned, man. The man's been rocking since day one and is going to continue to rock. You feel me? And I say this every time. Anything new, if you want some exclusive Juice G, just tune in to Monstrous Radio. Guaranteed you're going to hear something exclusive by Juice G. You feel me?
In that order, you did. So, all right, we still got to have that sit-down, bro. That's going to happen real soon. Hey, big shout-out to Dexterity DJs. So, all right, Jazzy B, you got some shout-outs, some last words?
Shout-outs to Free Ride with Ricky Ross and to Miss Unbelievable, E-Monster, and to my whole team, and to all my artists, Feng Shui, Gutta, Senna, Billionaire Rob, you know, shout out to y'all.
That's what's up. Okay. So I got a new thing, though. I got a new thing. Whenever we do shout outs like that, you got to say E-Monster, then Miss Unbelievable, because it sounds like you said, shout out Miss Unbelievable E-Monster. I'm a hound. I'm just saying.
No,
we're still selling fish throwing shade. What is up with you and your shade?
No, I tend to do baby first, you know. So that's why I said I'm just unbelievable her. Because she's a lady.
Oh my
gosh.
I'm just throwing the shade from you today. Just shade. Put them damn glasses on. Just put them damn glasses on and stop getting sunburned. Over there, the shade.
Disclaimer.
He's showing his airy ass tonight.
Yeah. So, you got shout out last words. It's unbelievable.
And I just posted it. People,
right.
Sorry to cut y'all off. I just posted it. You better jump on it right now. You better jump on it. It's on Marcus Radio on the website right now. You better jump on it. I mean, on the page.
Right now.
And right now. No time to get it.
Shout out to all the artists. Just shout out to all the artists, all the ones who was here tonight, Rick Ross, Juicy J, Jazzy D, DJ E Monster, and my family and friends. They in my heart, you know, praying for them. My going on. One love, always.
That's what's up. There it is. Look, hey, I'm over here. I'm trying to find it on YouTube so I can hashtag myself so I can cheat. And I can wear my own t-shirt and I can keep it. That's what it is.
I'm telling you, the pettiness of you today.
Hold on. I didn't say, wait a minute. It's not on YouTube yet. I'm sorry. It's on my page. And I just put it on your, on the Monstrous Radio fan page. My bad. I'm up here. I'm excited. I'm sorry. It's not on YouTube yet. I'm sorry.
I guess y'all can't win no shapes today.
Hit the young boy, yeah. I love y'all. I love y'all. Get it.
Oh, my goodness.
Hit it. Hit it. Hit it up on my page. If you hit it on my page, the first person to do like
I had a black moment.
I'll think about it.
I had a black moment, my bad.
So, all right. So yeah, y'all know how we do it. Monsters Radio, don't forget, tune in tomorrow. Sweat Wet Wednesday, where it's not all slow, but definitely sexy. We got some more interviews coming up for you guys real soon. Don't forget, get some of our Monsters Radio apparel. Help us stay online. We got events that we're sponsoring coming up, like the Pee Wee Dread at the Bloomington Event Center. I believe that's, what, June 30th. We also got July 4th in St. Paul with So Fancy and Ears to the Street. We got July 4th with Shaky Bones Food Truck. That's going to be a big event, and a lot of these events are outdoors and they're free. And also, I got a Steppers event that's coming up in August. Make sure you get involved in that. I said a Steppers event. That's right. Step it out. And I'm a DJ the whole event at the Minnesota Music Cafe. So, all right, stick with us. We got a lot of things going. It's going to be a monstrous 2017 summer. So, on that note, let's go ahead and get into this one right here. Juicy Live Soca. It's called Fuck Up the Summer. Uh-huh.
Fucked up and let me get live Sosa in here. Hey Sosa, what we came to do, baby?
Yeah. I came to fuck up the summer. Fuck up the summer.
Yeah.
I came to fuck up the summer. Fuck up the summer.
I swear to God,
the spring,
they ready.
The fall and the winter, yeah.
What's that?
The spring,
yeah.
The fall,
yeah.
And the winter, yeah.
Now what was you thinking, bruh?
Yeah.
That I ain't come on a mission.
Damn.
Like I ain't come here to blow speakers out.
What?
Or get reckless with bad intentions. I adapt to all elements.
Element.
Why won't you say this is heaven sent?
Yeah.
Y'all niggas been waiting to see me slip. Plotting a whole bunch of extra shit. Far from the truth is how niggas spit.
Swear.
But now I'm here to set the damn record straight. Juicy been a beast in this bitch. Don't need no approval, I'm known to fuck up the place. Swear to God, I feel like I'm Thor. Any moment I'm bringing the thunder. Got mother nature in the feelings. Cause I came to fuck up the summer.
I came to fuck up the summer.
Fuck it up.
Fuck up the summer.
Yeah.
I came to fuck up the summer. Fuck up the summer.
I'm not holding
spring,
back, no.
The fall and the winter, yeah.
Cause y'all niggas thought I was doing something.
The fall and the winter, yeah.
From my city putting on. Shout out to DB the roster.
Yeah.
Only right my city pop off.
Yeah.
He started to knock niggas socks off.
Yeah.
They feeling like Juju can't make it hit. More reason to knock niggas blocks off.
Look,
can't lie, I'm getting cocky right now. For you heavyweights, I'm feeling like Rocky right now. Getting loud, little niggas stand down. Cause there's nothing for niggas to bring the ruckus to the boondocks, pal. That nigga there showing out.
Showing out.
Something that most niggas don't know about. And the way that I see your niggas, man, regardless. So why not show niggas I'm heartless?
Yeah.
I came to fuck up the summer.
Fuck it up.
Fuck up the summer.
I'm charged,
y'all. I came to fuck up the summer. Fuck up the summer.
I'm so charged.
The spring, the fall, and the winter.
That's what I do, man.
The spring, the fall, and the winter.
I swear to God, I came to fuck up the summer. Fuck up the summer.
Hey, check it out. Feng Shui the Kid, he had quite a few fans tune in tonight. So we're going to show him some love on our way up out of here. They didn't press one, but they still was here. So big shout out to Feng Shui the Kid and his squad down in ATL and Elite Sway Management. This is him and Trill Martinez. It's called Bet It Up, Monsters Radio Live, where the underground artists are above ground making quakes and the upcomers are all up in your face, player.
Thank you.
it up. No flex. Run around town, let them know I'm dropping check.
Let them know to drop the check. Yeah, why we get it up? No flex.